Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi M. Devan here, your spiritual and emotional wellness expert on the Sampoorna Wellness channel. Today we are talking about two terms, two words that have been used over the years and are increasing in their popularity over time, by the minute. These two words are empathy and empath. Let's look at understanding these two words and then I will share some tips, some information on how to deal with the world when you believe you are an empath. So the dictionary definition of the word empathy is the ability to imagine how another person is feeling and so understand their mood. An empath is in a way an extension of the word empathy, because that's where the word empath comes from. And these are people who are very tuned into other people's worlds, into their emotions, who are very intuitive and hence have a difficult time setting boundaries. Judith Orloff, Dr. Judith Orloff, who is a pioneer in the field, describes empaths as those who absorb the world's joys and stresses like emotional sponges. Kim Eagle, a San Diego-based therapist, expands this further and says, and I quote, "Empaths have a higher sensitivity to the outside stimuli such as sounds, big personalities, and hectic environments. They bring a lot of heart and care to the world and feel very deeply." So if this sounds familiar to you, if you resonate with the definitions that I have given so far about empathy and empath, do continue listening. So when it comes to good intuition, to absorbing the joys, all the good stuff, it is great to be an empath. The trouble comes in when you are taking on to the pain of the world, when you are taking on to the sorrows and the miseries and the difficulties that people in the world are experiencing, especially those around you. And that sometimes can make you quite introverted, because you are so easily overwhelmed by feeling everything so much more intensely that you do not want to connect with the world. That is one end of an empath. The other end of an empath is where you are constantly out there absorbing every possible signal that is available around you, and that is disrupting your own system physically as well as emotionally. You are constantly taking in other people's emotions and making them your own, and this once again can lead you towards experiencing high amounts of anxiety. I have observed over time that people who do bring in the quality of an empath are often in the therapy room resolving the problems of other people, because none of these problems are real for them. But they've absorbed so much pain, they've absorbed so much of negativity, they've absorbed so much of the emotional ruckus that they have forgotten that that's not who they truly are. Empaths are extremely sensitive and hence you tend to be a very good listener. People love coming to you and talking to you about their pains. And you listen to them deeply and you understand where they're coming from. But what happens is that this leads you towards overwhelm and feeling very, very anxious. And the reason an empath feels anxious is because they have difficulty setting boundaries. The kindness is oftentimes taken for granted, and you can basically become an emotional dump yard for people, especially people who are narcissists, people who only think about themselves. And yes, empaths are needed in this world. Empaths are important for this world, in especially today's day and age. But here are some things that you can do as an empath in order to make your world a better place, so that you can make the world outside of you a better place in return. Empaths oftentimes forget that self-care comes first. So today I want to share some important tips with you. If you are an empath listening to this, or you know of an empath who really needs to listen to what I'm sharing today. When it comes to narcissists, number one, it is important for you to set your boundaries with them. The moment a narcissist comes into contact with you, starts a conversation, start to pay attention to your body, because your body is this beautiful radar device, whatever you may name it. It is an intelligent being of its own, and it can gauge the level, the limit at which you need to stop taking the negativity. The moment you realize that it has to be this far and no further, is where you need to disconnect. Now, how would you disconnect? Because you are an empath and you are really tuned into somebody else's world, and they're telling you everything of everything, but it is also starting to overwhelm you. So what do you do in this situation? Number one, have them take a pause, you know, just let them know that, hey, you know, can I pause you for a moment? Because I am starting to feel uncomfortable, you know, this room is feeling claustrophobic. Or you could just excuse yourself, letting them know that you need to visit the washroom. Break away. In NLP, this is known as a pattern break. So if you choose to consciously break away from a situation where the impulses, the signals, the conversations, the negativity is overwhelming you, you will automatically indulge yourself in the self-care and the self-love and setting the boundaries. And the moment you set this boundary, the moment you break away, it also gives the other person a perspective about themselves in their own lives. They may not even be aware that their negativity is impacting you multifold. So when you have a heightened sensitivity to other people's pain and it is draining you out, and there is an overload of emotions coming your way, it is important for you to break away from it in any possible way. I'm not asking you to completely avoid it. What I am suggesting here is to pay attention to yourself, pay attention to your emotions, to your body and what it is telling you, and then follow that through. The reason I'm sharing this very important tool with you so expansively is because it is important for you as an empath to recharge yourself. Because like I said earlier in the podcast, when you are an empath, you are a very important and integral part of the world and the society. People need more empaths. There are more empaths needed for this world to be a better place. So understand, number one, your own importance and your duty towards the world, and more importantly, or rather most importantly, the duty that you have towards taking care of yourself. The moment you start doing that, people will also realize how much further they can go with you in future as well. And at the end of the day, if you are not a therapist, you need not provide a free therapy room for these people. If you are not a psychologist, a counselor, a psychiatrist, nobody needs to throw their emotional dump into you, because the difficulty that you have as an empath is you are not able to let their dump go. It doesn't get flushed out of your system, it gets piled up. And as gross as it may sound, nobody wants to be a pile of shit. So have a think about what I am sharing today. The other thing that is important for you to do is to wear crystals that are protective in nature and that would repel negativity. I am no crystal expert, but I can recommend a few empath-friendly crystals that you can consider wearing, as a pendant or as a bracelet, as a ring, etc. My favorite one, because I am an empath, is a combination of amethyst, black tourmaline, bronzite, and smoky quartz. Yes, that's the name. So amethyst, black tourmaline, bronzite, and smoky quartz combination, and you can wear it in any way, shape, or form that you like, or you could even carry it in your pocket, is an excellent combination to wear if you are feeling drained and you're feeling like you're taking on to too much of negativity. What bronzite especially will do is it will start to repel negative people from you. So negativity, even if it tries to touch you, it will not touch you. Black tourmaline will absorb the negativity in itself rather than keeping it on you. Amethyst, of course, is a master healer and it works in calming and soothing your energies as well. And the last one, which is one of my absolute favoritest crystals ever, smoky quartz, is a crystal that will keep you grounded, your energies grounded, and yet high and elevated as well. So it does both the work without way too much of an effort. So try wearing this combination, especially when you step out of your home environment. If you are somebody who is working in an office environment, I recommend that you wear it at all times and keep these crystals with you. Also, you can set them up at your desk if you like. The other important tool for you as an empath is to get in some physical activity going for yourself. One of the most favorite things that empaths like to do is take long walks in the nature. Empaths naturally connect with nature and naturally like connecting with the elementals of the nature, which are also known as the fairies. So go ahead and connect with nature by taking a long walk, or if your body allows it, or if your body doesn't allow it, then it's a good idea for you to at least take a 15 to 20 minute walk once in the day in a garden or the beach that is close by to you. So this is my share on empathy and empaths today. I hope that this information has been useful for you. If you believe or you identify yourself as an empath and your empathy quotient is high, I will bring back many more such interesting and informative topics. So stay tuned in to Sampoorna Wellness channel with me, Sharmi Devan. Have a fantastic week ahead. Angel blessings. This is Sharmi M. Devan signing off.